Wow, that was a lot of Morse code. yeah, okay, because I just bought a new 10. Well, it's a Wicked Ridge with a reverse draw or something like that, and I got a soft case for it. And my old bow was the Barnett Buck Commander, and I know a lot of people talk bad about them, but man, that thing shot a lot of deer, and it's always done me good. It's just the reason I got a new one was because I would leave that thing cocked back in my enclosed blind on my property for the whole season except for when I shot a deer. And I know that's not good. So I started thinking, man, if that thing's got something wrong with the limbs and it decides it wants to crack one day, I really, because I shouldn't have left it cocked. So yeah, that Wicked Ridge I got now came with the cocking mechanism, and you can actually decock it too, and that's what sold me. Because now I can decock it when I'm done hunting every day just by cranking that crank. And anyway, what I was getting at is if I come up that way, that Buck Commander, you know, is the regular style crossbow, you know, with not the reverse limbs and everything, and I got a hard case for that. And if I do come up that way, I'll make sure I throw it in my truck, because if it'll work for you, you can have it.
But I appreciate that. Yeah, it's a Titan Extreme by 10 points. I appraised the firearm collection for a gentleman and his missus. He came down with ALS. Long story short, he had it new in the box, and the gentleman I was with recommended, hey, he just picked one up, so I got it at a ridiculous price. And then, like I said here a couple of years ago, yeah, that was, I figured, yep, you know, I don't want to leave this thing cocked, so I invested. It wasn't cheap, you know, in the damn cocker and decocker for the thing on the back of the stock, but it's well worth it. But, yeah, I'll just get another soft case for now, and then, you know, like I say, you don't need an excuse.
Yeah, I'll just in case you can use it, I'll remember when I do shoot up there, I'll throw it in the truck and look you up, because... yeah, I don't even think I want to sell that Buck Commander to anybody unless somebody wants to buy it and gets it checked out, because I'm sure it'll shoot fine. I just get worried, because that was 5 years of basically having it cocked the whole deer season, except when I shot it, you know, maybe two deer. I'd shoot it and then cock it again the next day. So, you know, to me it's just a safety thing. I bought the Wicked Ridge, and I can decock it every time. I haven't even sighted that darn thing in. I'm going to use my Matthews compound when I go out next week. And since I'm going to be in a pop-up blind, because I don't know if there's any hornets in that tower blind, it's just killing me that I can't go in that tower blind, because I have the thing set up nice. I got electricity in there. I got a heater. But the damn window fell open, and I'm sure there's wasps and crap. I know it's getting colder now, or they're probably not active, but... That's when the queen yellow jackets find a place to hibernate. And the one time I did go up there in the winter, I think it was 2 winters ago, to try to clean it out and shut the window, I was up there, and it was a cold day. It was below freezing, but the sun was heating up the blinds or the windows. And I started having yellow jacket queens come crawling out from, like, two of them came crawling out, and I killed them. But I'm like, if there's two, I don't know how many more there are. I chickened out, climbed out. But no, I got a good buddy. It's an exterminator. I'm going to have him come up there and go up there and kill anything he sees, and probably treat the outside of it to try to keep him away from it. And then I got this place in Texas that makes these windows that they'll custom make it. And you just screw it in on the inside, and then they open up towards you and fold down. And they got aluminum frames, so... Once I get up there and measure the windows, then I'm going to have perfect windows, and it won't happen again. But anyway, yeah, I'll be using the Matthews from a pop-up blind, and got the perfect place to set it. All the deer I've been seeing, even the bucks, have all been walking like 20 yards from this one pine tree, so I'm going to set it up right next to that pine tree and sneak on out there in the morning and the evening, because they've been coming through both times, and I'm sure I'll get one here pretty soon.